Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, I am just jazzed when fall rolls around, and perhaps this year even more so than in recent years, because we're starting to get like life back to normal. Kids are going to Taekwondo and ballet, and school's half in session, and you know, it's pretty soon going to have those crisp fall nights where I look forward to crawling in bed. And I have even more reason to look forward to it because of the Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. Now, Mike Lindell decided a few weeks ago he was going to do something for my listeners that he's not done for just everyone across the country. He's going to let you get two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for the low price of just one set. That's right. He's getting a buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets today. Now, I got to tell you, I've slept on a variety of sheets. I've never felt anything so soft, anything so comfortable, anything that so envelops you and just makes you want to stay in bed longer simply because you're wrapped up in their cottony goodness that is specially made from a special type of cotton that he gets in only three places on planet Earth. Anyway, try it for yourself. You're going to get a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee if you don't like them, just like the pillows. So what do you have to lose? Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Dream Sheets. And use the promo code KMC when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
We have got a lot to get to in the coming hour. Ari Zoldan and Carol Markowitz will be with us talking about technology and school closings prospectively. In fact, Carol has been like a dog on a bone about this. And for good reason, our kids are suffering. But first, an update from Election 2020. What's going on today? Battleground State, Pennsylvania. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to this most historic occasion in this most historic town. And what happened here in 1863, I think today we're going to see a turning of the tide because we have not really heard the truth or the arguments made on the other side on what happened. And when we're dealing with a government and leadership in Harrisburg that wants to close their ears to what's happened during this election, and sadly, many in the media that are complicit and want to write off what happened.
That is the opening statement from my next guest, Colonel Doug Mastriano, a state senator who convened a meeting last week, of all places, on the Gettysburg grounds to kind of throw a line down in the sand and say, guys, if we don't fight for the integrity of this election, we may never get it back. And I am honored to have Senator Doug Mastriano now join us. Colonel, thank you for taking time to be with us. Thank you for serving your country in uniform. Thank you for serving your state in its assembly or in its state senate. Welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio. Are you getting any sleep these days? What is life like for you right now?
It's really crazy to of course, manage all the requests both locally and nationally and even internationally. But you know what? It's worth it. I am here to be the voice of the people, and I am happy to share what's going on in Pennsylvania with truth and boldness. And the bottom line was, last week I decided to do the hearing, and I'm thankful for my colleagues in both the House and Senate that supported that. Couldn't have done it without them. But the goal was simple. What happened? What's the truth? Since the media is not doing their job and closing their ears to the cries of the people, what the heck happened out there? And we heard some very troubling things.
So for many people in New York and across the country, the media didn't cover your hearing. Talk to us about what was uncovered when you invited testimony from Rudy Giuliani, from others that came. But there were also people that were not part of Trump's team proper. What did you guys learn in those hours there, last week?
So we had a 3.5-hour public meeting. I decided to hold it in Gettysburg because we needed a large forum so the public could actually be there. It's very important to me that there's transparency in government. And so there's no room in Harrisburg with the COVID restrictions from our governor that could accommodate my desire. So we did it in a hotel in Gettysburg, not far from the battlefield. And in the end, we heard eyewitness testimonies from many people who saw firsthand shenanigans, fraud, who experienced their voting rights and freedoms being violated. And we also heard, most importantly, from a data analyst, another retired Army colonel who did work in information operations and psychological warfare. But he took an analytical look at the data points, and he compiled a series of dumps that happened in Pennsylvania. Because, as you know, we went to bed, and Trump was ahead 700,000. But, yeah, he won the state, even though typical, they didn't call for him, and woke up the next day, and the lead had evaporated. And there was a 600,000 vote dump over a period of an hour or so, and all those votes went to Biden except 3,120 for Trump. I mean, statistically, that just rolls your eyes. Like, there was literally a gasp in the room when that data was explained.
No, I remember because I've seen the clips on social media since then. So, Senator, talk to me about you have this meeting, you have this compelling evidence. And I don't, for all the people that keep yammering on about show me the evidence. I'm like, what do you need to see? Those 600,000 votes in that ballot dump, many of those signatures were never verified. How are they allowed to stand as properly cast ballots?
And that's just the problem. So we had election reform in Pennsylvania last year, and we could debate that bill, but it wasn't terrible. But what happened is before the election, our Secretary of State and Governor, together with the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, which is elected in 5-7, extremely Democrat, they rewrote legislation. They violated their constitutional responsibility and rewrote the law. And they added 3 days where ballots could be received 3 days after the election. They added that, not us. We were supposed to have all ballots by 8 o'clock election night, like any other election in the history of our state. They took away the safeguards and protection. They took away the requirement for a stamp, a date on the envelope. It took away the requirement for matching signature. And so basically they just said, hey, receive everything that comes in. So you can imagine somebody in the back room on a copy machine, how many are we short? Yeah, kind of thing. And then suddenly bags show up, and that's exactly what happened here. My question was, now look, for anyone out there, and I still see the blind and dumb left-wingers closing the ears of truth, go ahead and be an open-minded person as you claim to be and watch the 3.5-hour testimony. It was ungarnished, unfiltered. It was laid out there. I did not pre-interview any of the witnesses.
Right.
So I wanted to keep it bare and honest. And if you walk away and say, nope, the election was okay, you have a problem with logic and critical thinking.
Well, and Colonel, that's the thing. So this and it didn't just happen in your state. As we now know, the same procedure happened in Michigan, Wisconsin, Fulton County, Georgia, Nevada, in Las Vegas, in Phoenix, Arizona. You had these same problems. And it was all by the same kind of operation. It was stop the counting, infuse votes at a very high 98% to 2% or 100% to 0% in favor of Joe Biden. The people that are on the opposite side of this debate are saying, Colonel, they're saying to you and I, they're saying you're not willing to trust the vote of the American people. My response is no. I believe that the vote of the American people is being drowned out by counterfeitism. that they're printing ballots the way Mint prints money, but there's just no validity to it. So where do we go to get relief from this obvious theft that is trying to be taken away from the American people?
And that's it exactly, Kevin. And the left has no leg to stand on. We saw the painful truth, the inconvenient truth. Thank you, Al Gore. On Wednesday in Gettysburg, and then we saw the same inconvenience truth similar, at least in Arizona yesterday and now probably Michigan today. And what are you going to do with it? As John Adams said, facts are stubborn things, and it doesn't matter what our inclinations or feelings are about the results of the election. All we care about, was the election fair and free? Can the results be trusted? And from what I'm seeing here so far, we have some big, huge questions. And obviously, the U.S. Supreme Court is going to have to make a determination. Was the election in Pennsylvania specifically in some of our large cities so corrupt that the results were compromised?
Well, and I don't know how they come to any other conclusion other than it has to be. But what do we have to do to get Pennsylvania specifically before the 6-3 Roberts Court or 5-4 Barrett Court?
Yeah, so obviously there's things we need to do in a general assembly, and there's some interesting twists and turns with that. On the Trump team side, they really have to make the convincing, compelling case that there was so much obvious fraud in Pennsylvania that the election results were compromised in Philadelphia and perhaps Pittsburgh. And there's a 1994 precedent, if I can go down this trail here. It's very important. In 1994, a state senator died in office. They had a special election. It was in Philly, which is a guaranteed Democrat victory, but they couldn't help themselves. They still cheated, and Democrat won overwhelmingly, Senator Stinson. The Republican who lost, his name was Senator Martz, he appealed to the federal district judge. His case was so compelling that there was so much systemic and systematic cheating that the federal district judge threw out the results, took the Democrat senator out of office who was sworn in working in Harrisburg, and put the Republican who lost because the election was so compromised. And that was upheld by the Third Circuit. If the Trump administration can make such a strong, compelling case as happened in 1994, you may just see a similar outcome.
What about the constitutionality question that seems to be on its way now that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court kind of summarily dismissed it on a timeline basis, but did not address the merits? Where does that stand?
So that case was from some of our congressional colleagues and Sean Parnell. Good people. And they questioned, of course, the constitutionality of Act 77, the voting reform. And I think the problem with their attack was that they questioned the law instead of questioning that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court exceeded its constitutional powers by rewriting the law. Because what we saw implemented in Pennsylvania this past November 3rd is absolutely nothing like the voting reform voted on in Pennsylvania
gotcha.
The year before.
Well, hopefully the Supreme Court will take that up. Maybe a series of cases being taken up, but we'll have to wait and see. Colonel, thank you for fighting the good fight, and let us know if we can do anything more to help you.
Thank you. I'm asking everyone to continue to pray for our country.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, we've been telling you about the good work of Christian Solidarity International for a few years now here on Kevin McCullough Radio. And the thing that I am so moved by is that year after year I come to you and I say, hey, there are women and children that are facing desperate circumstances, heinous circumstances, in fact. When you think about the fact that they are enslaved people, you know, slavery has become a very important topic in the American conversation over the last few years because of racial justice issues. Yet they don't seem in this country and in many of the Western countries, no one seems to pay attention to the fact that slavery still takes place every single day on parts of the continent of Africa, Sudan being one of them. Tens of thousands of women and children are enslaved right now. I am so thankful that you, as listeners to this show, over the last several years, have on average helped more than 200 of those slaves be liberated every single year. And friends, we are approaching another important deadline for this year. Our goal is 192 of these women and children to be liberated from the slavery conditions that they're in. Our partner in this work is Christian Solidarity International, and they have a track record. In fact, they have helped now liberate more than 100,000 Sudanese slaves, and you can read all about it at the website at csi-usa.org. But here's what I really want you to think about. Our goal of 192 is very close to closing in on. In fact, as of this past weekend, we are now down to one. We've now liberated 153 slaves in Sudan in just this calendar year. Without your help, that wouldn't have been possible. But friends, what that does to me is it makes me concerned about the remaining 39 women that are not yet liberated that we have the opportunity to. We know that we can liberate them because their negotiations are already underway. We know that a $250 one-time gift would also give them everything they need to start their life over again once relocated to South Sudan, where they were taken captive from. Friends, if we can get them back to their families, to their regions, to their homes, imagine what a gift that would be even for this coming holiday season. Giving the gift of life and liberty to someone this Christmas would change everything in their life. That's why I want you to call right now, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And when you do, know this, the first several of you that are able to do this, in fact, the next 20 people that can liberate a slave, we have one donor who's willing to match that slave for slave. Will you call right now? 888-342-1010. It only takes a couple of minutes. $25 a month for 10 months, $50 a month for 5 months, or a one-time gift of $250. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Ding dong, ding dong, that is the song with joyful ring. Caroling, one seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Yeah, 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 while people sing songs of good cheer, Christmas is here. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry, 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 merry Christmas.
Kevin McCullough says she's the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite for 4 years running. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz. Exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
The COVID Grinch sees this as the season of viral transmission.
What is he talking about? I don't know. That's Governor Cuomo, who is so concerned about the virus that he's out pumping his book about how he solved it. Well, I'm glad we're into the Christmas spirit because I need the new bumpers and everything to just chill me out of the bad funk that I'm in these days. Carol Markowitz is back with us, columnist for the New York Post, and her newest piece is wonderfully titled, School Chaos is Why You Should Teach Your Kids the Truth About Politics. Carol, welcome. It's good to have you.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me. Yesterday in Cuomo's conference, I don't know if you watched the whole thing, but he literally played Christmas music and said, when you hear that music, that's the COVID Grinch coming for you.
Yeah, I don't think Cuomo and God are on very good terms right now. And I think that any observance of a religious holiday, be it a Hanukkah, Christmas, anything this year, mm-hmm. I think is going to be very it's just strange to him. He seems to have weird receptors when it comes to that stuff. Well, Carol, and I know that you being Jewish, that Christmas traditionally, we've already had this conversation, but for people mm-hmm. that don't know, traditionally Christmas is not something that's a big part of you know, Jewish celebrations, but you actually are one of my Jewish friends that likes Christmas carols.
I love Christmas. Oh, I love Christmas. I love Christmas carols. I'm all about it. I love the lights. I love the music. It's amazing.
How sad is it then? Let me be very, very transparent here. How sad is it then that New York is basically more or less a holiday ghost town this year?
Yeah, it is really sad. It's very sad. And I really don't think that it has to be this way. And I wish the politicians, instead of just, you know, saying don't leave your house and don't do anything and don't celebrate anything, while they, of course, leave their house and celebrate whatever they want with their families. I wish they had given people a path to how to do it safer. We just had Thanksgiving with our family We all got tested. We all sort of locked down in advance. There's ways to do it in a safer way, and I wish that had been the direction instead of this needless ending of the holidays.
Yeah, well, I think that that kind of piggybacks on what your column is about. It's interesting that you took the tack that you did with this, because I think that there has been no better tool, at least in our family, for us to talk about what politics means than COVID-19 has. And my 10-year-old certainly has begun to understand it. Even my 8- and 5-year-old, you know, I caught them having conversations at the art table the other day while they were making projects, and they were talking about, you know, why Joe Biden wants to mask us up and shut us down. And I thought, oh, they've been listening to me for far too long to be this young.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. This is a great teachable moment. And, you know, what I say in the column is, like, number one, don't love politicians.
Right.
Cuomo is so beloved by the media that he gets this complete pass on all of his errors. I mean, yesterday he said, it's astonishing how low the positive rate is in schools. Who is it astonishing for? I was writing about that in May. In May, I was writing about how kids don't get this. I'm not astonished. I mean, I followed the science. I listened to scientists. I did all the things that they keep saying that we should do, but they themselves are not doing. I looked at examples from around the world and saw that, kids rarely get this everywhere. So why would we be different? And, you know, it's really tough to watch these politicians make these errors, but because of their fan club media, they get such a pass on it.
Yeah. Well, I think that selling a book about how he solved the problem, and while the problem, I mean, even just take that statement you just made about what he said about schools, that doesn't even, that's not even, it's counterintuitive to what is happening in New York schools.
Right, absolutely. The New York school situation is so bad. And it's not just New York. It's all the major cities all across the country. I mean, mostly Democratic-run cities where they just decided the schools are not that important. And that's a hard lesson for kids to realize. So in our home, we've stressed that school is important and education is important. And that's why you don't listen to politicians who will strip you of school for no reason, no scientific basis. And we proceed from there.
Yeah. No, I think that's so smart. Friends, read her piece. School Chaos is Why You Should Teach Your Kids the Truth About Politicians. Carol, I'm going to avoid asking you about the elections today because I'm to be candid, I've talked about it with Colonel Mastriano and now I'm kind of talked out about it. But today is a fun day for me because, as you know, I'm very involved in philanthropic causes all the time. And this is a day called Giving Tuesday. And it's starting to become, like, in that series of days from Thanksgiving to Christmas, it's starting to become like my second favorite day of the non-actual holidays, because it's a day in which we just kind of abandon our selfishness and think about how to make the world a better place. I'm just curious if you have a cause this year that you're excited about, maybe one that you've given to, and why, if so, why did you?
Well, the two that I would highlight, I did a fundraiser for Feeding America a few months ago where I matched donations, and because obviously right now it's such a big issue and so many people are hungry and lining up at food banks, and it's really a bad situation because of these continued closures. So Feeding America is one, but the one that I always keep really close to my heart is Mount Vernon in Virginia, George Washington's home. It's really a magical place, and the way that they show you everything, you're really like stepping back into history. I love going there every time we're anywhere near it with my family. It's really just a really, really special place. If you haven't been there, definitely go. And they absolutely deserve our support for all the work that they do.
Well, I love the fact that you're doing not only something that helps people directly with the feeding idea, but also the idea that we do need to know history, and we do need to know, especially, and why George Washington? Why is Washington so magical to you?
Oh, he was such a great guy. I just, the more I've learned about him, especially in the last few years since Hamilton came out, because my kids got really into it, so George Washington became the figure in our house, and just how selfless he was and how devoted to America and how he had this vision for what we were going to be.
Yeah.
And I think he'd be so proud of us today. Really, even with all the problems, I think he'd be astonished that we've lasted this long and that his vision really did come to fruition.
Yeah, no, that's really true. Have you ever seen the A&E, I think it's A&E, or maybe it's the History Channel, three- or four-part documentary on Washington? It's in
no,
it's in Netflix.
I'll look it up.
It's really good. My 10-year-old watched it with me and learned a lot, but it's really well done. Anyway, Carol, thank you, and happy Giving
thank
Tuesday
you.
To you. Yeah,
thank
as
you
always.
Too.
And we'll keep playing Christmas carols just for you. Christmas Christmas carols with a K.
Thank you.
All right. Kevin McCullough coming right back. More to come.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, I am just jazzed when fall rolls around, and perhaps this year even more so than in recent years because we're starting to get like life back to normal. Kids are going to Taekwondo and ballet and school's half in session, and you know, it's pretty soon going to have those crisp fall nights where I look forward to crawling in bed, and I have even more reason to look forward to it because of the Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. Now, Mike Lindell decided a few weeks ago he was going to do something for my listeners that he's not done for just everyone across the country. He's going to let you get two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for the low price of just one set. That's right. He's getting a buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets today. Now, I got to tell you, I've slept on a variety of sheets. I've never felt anything so soft, anything so comfortable, anything that so envelops you and just makes you want to stay in bed longer simply because you're wrapped up in their cottony goodness that is specially made from a special type of cotton that he gets in only three places on planet Earth. Anyway, try it for yourself. You're going to get a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee if you don't like them, just like the pillows. So what do you have to lose? Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials for the Buy One, Get One Free offer on Giza Dream Sheets. And use the promo code KMC when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC.
Wait a minute! Wait a minute!
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts, we traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough.
Let's go.
This bumper, if I remember correctly, comes from that animated movie called The Star. My kids love that, by the way. It was a Christmas offering just a couple of years ago. But, yeah, I'm getting into the mood. Here we are, December 1st. And what a great opportunity to tell you about, in the spirit of Christmas, Giving Tuesday from my perspective. I am very, very jazzed that we have the opportunity to do something good. Across many platforms today. You just heard Carol talking about Mount Vernon. I hadn't even thought about those educational and like historical things, but those serve an immense value, especially to preserve them so that future generations can continue to learn about people like George Washington. What a great idea. I'll ask Ari too, coming up in the tech segment, because I know he's got a couple of things. He's a very big-hearted guy, and you know, he deals with data all the time, but he really does love people, and we'll talk a little bit more with him in the next little bit. But on this Giving Tuesday, I am not going to be shy about what I'm going to ask you. Giving Tuesday is a day. It's my favorite day of the non-holidays in between the holidays of Thanksgiving and New Year's. Now, the formal holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, I like all those plenty fine. But you have all these fake days, right? Cyber Saturday or Cyber Monday or Shop Small Saturday or Black Friday or Bruise Your Toe Thursday or, you know, whatever. They've got all these different things that are out there. Giving Tuesday to me represents the best of all of them because we get to not think about ourselves, number one, and everyone in America, let's just be candid. We could all do much better in life if we thought about ourselves less. It's thinking about ourselves. It's making ourselves the point of life that creates the problems that we have. Selfishness is the root of every sin. If you think about that, if you believe in good and evil, every evil is the amplification of someone's selfishness. So the less we do of that, the better. And Giving Tuesday by nature forces us to not think of ourselves. So it's already one of my favorite things. But I also, it's the one time of year that I just think about and decide I'm going to throw my weight behind something that I want people to know about. And friends, today, if you were able to help my friends at the Christian Solidarity International, now we did a campaign with them earlier this year and you helped liberate, I think it was close to 200 slaves, which is an amazing thing in and of itself. But there are still 30 to 40,000 slaves being held against their will in northern Sudan. And these are largely women, some children from South Sudan that have been taken. They've been put into slavery. Many of them were taken during the Sudanese Civil War. And when the different parties across the globe settled the Sudanese Civil War by creating South Sudan and giving it its own sovereignty so that Christians could live in peace and the Muslims could live in the north, and they gave them a sovereign region, they did not force the north to release its slaves. And they had been doing it for a number of years. Now, Christian Solidarity International has helped release more than 100,000 slaves. Some of the slaves that were released just even this year, you contributed to and you helped liberate. But I thought, well, what better thing to get people to give to in the Christmas spirit than to giving someone their life back? Think about if you're a woman, especially, think about this. These women are taken at the prime of their youth. They are exposed to atrocities you can't even imagine. Abuk Tantan is one of the women that comes to mind. Her family is butchered in front of her eyes at different times on their way being taken into captivity into the north. She sees atrocities you can't imagine. Her mom being raped, her sister being raped and killed, her brother having his eyes bludgeoned out of his head, eventually being killed. All of them being separated. And when she was finally delivered to her slave master's domain, she was repeatedly raped. She was told in order to even be raped, she needed to circumcise herself. She's given a rusty lid of a tin can and told, go do that down by the river. Long story short, when she got her freedom because someone like you gave to Christian Solidarity, she didn't come back and say anything other than this. She said, don't stop until they're all free. Don't stop until they're all released. Friends, it's a powerful thing. $25 a month for 10 months or a one-time gift of $250. And the powerful work of what CSI is doing is really quite something. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Do something good today. Give a woman her liberty for Christmas. I'm Kevin McCullough. Tech Tuesday is next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, we've been telling you about the good work of Christian Solidarity International for a few years now here on Kevin McCullough Radio. And the thing that I am so moved by is that year after year, I come to you and I say, hey, there are women and children that are facing desperate circumstances, heinous circumstances, in fact, when you think about the fact that they are enslaved people. You know, slavery has become a very important topic in the American conversation over the last few years because of racial justice issues. Yet they don't seem, in this country and in many of the Western countries, no one seems to pay attention to the fact that slavery still takes place every single day on parts of the continent of Africa, Sudan being one of them. Tens of thousands of women and children are enslaved right now. I am so thankful that you, as listeners to this show, over the last several years, have on average helped more than 200 of those slaves be liberated every single year. And friends, we are approaching another important deadline for this year. Our goal is 192 of these women and children to be liberated from the slavery conditions that they're in. Our partner in this work is Christian Solidarity International, and they have a track record. In fact, they have helped now liberate more than 100,000 Sudanese slaves, and you can read all about it at the website at csi-usa.org. But here's what I really want you to think about. Our goal of 192 is very close to closing in on. In fact, as of this past weekend, we are now down to one. We've now liberated 153 slaves in Sudan in just this calendar year. Without your help, that wouldn't have been possible. But friends, what that does to me is it makes me concerned about the remaining 39 women that are not yet liberated that we have the opportunity to. We know that we can liberate them because their negotiations are already underway. We know that a $250 one-time gift would also give them everything they need to start their life over again once relocated to South Sudan, where they were taken captive from. Friends, if we can get them back to their families, to their regions, to their homes, imagine what a gift that would be even for this coming holiday season. Giving the gift of life and liberty to someone this Christmas would change everything in their life. That's why I want you to call right now, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And when you do, know this, the first several of you that are able to do this, in fact, the next 20 people that can liberate a slave, we have one donor who's willing to match that slave for slave. Will you call right now? 888-342-1010. It only takes a couple of minutes. $25 a month for 10 months, $50 a month for 5 months, or a one-time gift of $250. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Yeah, I'm sending you a Merry New York Christmas.
And a prayer for peace on earth within our time. Breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zoldan of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, I'm loving the Christmas bumps. Good job, Alex. And wishing you a Merry New York Christmas for sure, wherever you're at. And that goes for my Jewish friends, like Ari. In fact, I, for some reason, on Tuesday, I have all my Jewish friends on the same show. You and Carol and sometimes, you know, Shelley Goldberg and others. But you all like Christmas songs, too, which is kind of cool. So that's
well,
always fun.
I think everyone, Kevin, likes Christmas songs. So it's totally, you know, I think they're great. They're always great. So it's a holiday song. It's happier songs are always better than non-happier. So
no, I'm agreeing with you there. And man, I'm telling you, we've never needed it more than 2020.
That's right. No joke. No joke.
No joke at all.
Playing them, Kevin.
Yeah, we will. We will. All right. Hey, let's get into the breaking tech news today. So there's this story out of the BBC that says that machine learning is allowing thousands of students to sit exams at home. I'm assuming that means to take the exams at home. Why hasn't that been able to be done before? And how does this does the machine learning make a difference here? Help me understand.
Sure. Sure. So it's pretty amazing. It's a company called Better Examinations, and they're using machine learning to kind of deal with the cheating aspect of online learning.
Hey, can we get them to make voting machines? Because I'd like to move them from the cheaters in the testing to the cheaters in the voting machines.
It's probably going to be on their horizon. Instead of Better Examinations, it's going to be Better Voting.
That's it.
In 4 years from now. but they're doing amazing things. The company basically, you know, this whole cheating phenomenon, obviously, well, even in a brick and mortar situation, is certainly very challenging for teachers, let alone being online completely remote. So this company came out with this machine learning artificial intelligence program where it's the application is inside the camera and it could see if somebody is sitting behind you or next to you sharing the answers or feeding the answers to you.
Oh, that's what we need right there. And just have one on every voting booth and see if somebody changes the vote or not. Like I'm sorry, I'm stuck. I'm a one-note pony these days. Well, that's very cool. And given the fact that so many schools are going back into shutdown, that would, I think, also help the integrity of what that education is bringing about. So very cool. Hey, let me shift gears. Google's DeepMind, which I guess is their AI program, solved a 50-year-old riddle. What happened here?
Sure. And this could actually lead to much faster virus treatments, which is amazing. There's been a problem, as you said, out there for about 50 years or so in the science community. It's called the protein folding problem. Right now, there's about 200 million known proteins out there, and it's very, very, very difficult to map out these 2D structures. So they've come up with this AI, artificial intelligence, came up with the way to be able to better predict them. And it's unbelievable. I mean, this is something that, you know, 5 years ago, we never ever imagined we could pull off. But we're seeing now AI in the medical tech community. I mean, solving actual real problems, which is completely game changing in the science and medical communities.
Yeah, and by the way, something that was predicted by one Ari Zolden on this show, I think, about 3 years ago. So, again, you're awfully on the money there, Mr. Z.
Thank
it's,
you, Kevin.
It's amazing. Hey, so today is Giving Tuesday, which is becoming one of my favorite days in the holiday slog here between Thanksgiving and the end of the year. And I love it so much more than, you know, Black Friday or Cyber Monday or Trample Your Neighbors to Death and Small Business Saturday. It's really one of my, I just think, cause there's nothing in it for me, right? I'm just giving and I'm applauding people that are doing good. So I've been asking everybody on the show today, do you have, a cause that's close to your heart that, that you tell people about on Giving Tuesday?
Sure. So I'm, you know, it's a project that I've been involved in for some time is walking around New York City, Times Square, speaking to homeless people, just having conversations because, you know, yes, there's, you know, we see poverty, we see people that are hungry, but no one's really talking about the loneliness. Right. People are, you know, maybe they walk by, maybe they drop a dollar, maybe they don't. So I sit down with them, have a conversation with them and find out their story. And that's been I felt very, very connected to that. And in around that, the American Red Cross, Salvation Army are incredible, incredible organizations that are out there supporting nice. The homeless community that many people just aren't aware of. So
yeah.
Those are two organizations that I feel very, very connected to. And in addition, Christian, I know you have you're in touch with Christian Solidarity International.
Yeah, that's my cause I'm talking about today. And I know that you've been with them overseas, actually.
Yeah, I actually saw them in action. You know, it's one thing to read about it, but I was in South Sudan with them and actually saw the type of work that they do. And, you know, no article, no movie can actually really, really explain it well, the type of work that they do. That they do, you really need to be on the ground. And the organization, the people, their mission, it's game-changing. I mean, it's something that you're down there, you're shedding tears because it's so unbelievable
yeah.
that these people are committed their lives to really freeing slaves. I mean, we think of slaves, we think of biblical times, but the numbers, it's incredible in South Sudan. People that are still stuck in actual slavery is unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, and as I've been explaining throughout the day today, you know, the world was concerned about ending the Sudan civil war, but it completely forgot about the people that the North had taken from the South in that unjust state. And the fact that there are still 30 or 40,000 slaves left in northern Sudan is really heartbreaking. And I'm so glad you have been there. You know, CSI has invited me to go there multiple times, and just because of the ages of my kids and the stages of life where we're at, I just haven't been able to do it yet. But I hope to go and see with my own eyes at some point as well, because the stories that I continue to get of what my listeners do when they liberate those people, it's just amazing. So anyway, hey, Ari, great time today. Thank you so much for being with us.
Of course. Happy holidays, Kevin.
All right. And we'll keep playing the Christmas tunes here on Kevin McCullough Radio. By the way, if you do want to help the Christian Solidarity International, 888-342-1010. We'll put you in touch with them, 888-342-1010, and you can liberate a slave even right now. Give them a bag of hope and a brand new tomorrow, 888-342-1010. Coming back, my final thought ends us all right here, next.
Ancestry, the global leader in family history and consumer genomics, released results of a survey commissioned to understand how consumers viewed their health risks during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to results, almost half of all Americans and nearly 50% of parents said the COVID-19 pandemic has increased their interest in understanding their possible genetic health risks. Dr. Ron Park, Executive Vice President of Health and DNA at Ancestry.
The COVID-19 pandemic has made clear to many people the importance of taking proactive actions to protect their health and their family's health. The survey shows that this applies to not only concerns specific to COVID-19, but also other health issues such as genetic risks.
Ancestry Health, launched last year to increase access to personalized preventive health care, will soon be powered by next-generation sequencing, an advanced technology that provides a comprehensive analysis of inherited health risks. Visit ancestry.com/health.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something, because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
What you need to know when you need it. Kevin McCullough Radio.
Troubles will be out of.
All right, Kevin McCullough. If this doesn't get you into the Christmas mood, nothing's going to. Just saying. Anyway, and it's sad, you know. I'm sitting here thinking today, normally at this time of year, the McCullough family holiday schedule is usually filling up. Now, I actually thought a lot about this laying in bed this morning. But there's usually now, there's multiple children's musical events at their schools. So I think last year we may have had one for each of them. But if we didn't, then at least two of them did. But they would have had three little, you know, choir concerts of holiday songs and that sort of thing, usually in the daytime. And then on the social side, you know, there's so many organizations that have get-togethers. And I'm really privileged to be invited to a lot of these. And it's a lot of fun catching up with people. Sometimes you only see them at that holiday gathering, you know. And I think last year it was like 12 or 14, and the year before that it was like 10 or 12. It was very similar, but just a lot of those to look forward to. And then there's things like, you know, when the Gettys come to Carnegie and there's 2,000 friends of mine that are singing Christmas carols at the tops of their lungs in the heart of New York City, that makes your heart just get all glowy and warm, you know, because it's Christmas. And this year, none of that's going to happen. There'll be no Christmas school concerts. There'll be no Christmas concert at Carnegie. There'll be no Broadway shows or even people coming to the city to celebrate in what is arguably the greatest city to celebrate Christmas in on planet Earth. We do it right here. New York prides itself on doing great Christmas holidays. But friends, maybe that's okay for this reason. Maybe it helps us hug our kids a little more. Maybe it causes us to make the time that we have in the house a little bit more special. Maybe on a day like Giving Tuesday, it means we can take that money that we would have spent for those Radio City Music Hall tickets and turn around and liberate someone's life through CSI with it. You know, if we look for meaning in what we have, I am fairly certain as a God-fearing man that God will not abandon us in the search for that meaning. So I don't know about you, but today, determined to make this holiday season different but meaningful. And maybe it starts by helping a slave be released through Christian Solidarity International. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. I don't think you'll regret it. Let's put it that way. I'm Kevin McCullough. Welcome to December and a very busy Christmas season. We'll see you tomorrow.